dun, dun, dun. Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, this is a question from a listener named John, who is not you. But I think it's fascinating. It's not really, he's not really asking for you to define something. This is a different kind of question, which is a more of a philosophical question for you as a person. John asks, is it better for it to be nice out every day or to have four distinct seasons?
This is your pet's living outdoors in California. It's like, that's not a thing that can happen.
Yeah, well, I think about this seasons. When I go to Hawaii, right? Which is like every day, like winter in Hawaii is 75 and summer in Hawaii is like 82. It's just, and it's close to the equator. So the days are all about 12 hours long, sunrise to sunset. And sort of like, imagine a world where every day was the same, more or less, weather-wise, versus having the hot days and the cold days and going through the cycle. Now, you grew up and live in the Northeast, and mm-hmm. other than your brief trip to the South, you have had that kind of, you've had four distinct seasons your whole life. So I assume you're going to say that's better, but I think this is an interesting philosophical question of like, would we want a not to have variety and just have this like super boring, mellow, nice weather all the time? Would that be great? Or is it better to, to suffer and then reap the benefits?
What was the exact word of the question? Is it better to?
Is it better for it to be nice out every day?
Better
or
for it.
To have four distinct seasons?
Yeah. Well, so the obvious answer is four distinct seasons. And I think it's pretty clear why. I mean, if you accept this premise that I'm going to offer, I think it's pretty clear why. My premise is that all four seasons have some aspects of them that are enjoyable. Like you framed it as suffering, as like, oh, it's cold and it's miserable and it's dark and so on and so forth. But all four seasons have something distinct about them that is pleasurable.
I've been to Boston in the summertime. I think there's lots of suffering that can happen then, too.
Right, exactly. Right. So, but like, for the winter, oh, the worst month, oh, the daylight and it's cold and blah, blah, blah. But snow, snowmen, snowball fights, winter wonderland, the soft blanket of snow, the quiet, a white Christmas, right? Fall, easy, leaves, Christmas in the air, beautiful, leaf peeping, people coming to it, mm-hmm. Springtime, new blooms coming out, and summer, fun in the surf. So there are pleasurable aspects of all four seasons. And if it's the same all the time, you miss out on the pleasurable aspects of all the seasons that you do not have. So four seasons are obviously better.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm inclined to agree with you because I did grow up in a place that had distinct seasons, believe it or not.
And you have the brown season, the green season.
Well, it's California. That's absolutely true, is that the summer is the brown season. But there was the season where it was really hot, and there was a season where it was cold and rainy and sometimes would snow. So that's more than where I live now, where the seasons are. There is, yes, the green season and the brown season, and there's not that much difference between them. And I don't know. It is not a bad thing to live in Hawaii or to live in San Diego or someplace where it's pretty much just nice all the time. That's pretty good. But I do hear what you're saying, which is you get a lot of benefit from having, the beautiful kind of fall on a crisp fall day and the leaves are turning, and to have that real winter where it's cold and it snows and all of those things. And then the summer that's not just the mild summer, but it's like a real hot summer, or in your case, humid too. Like I see the appeal of that, because I living a place with very muted seasons now, I kind of miss the seasons I grew up with. So I can see it.
Yeah, and on the subject, on my premise of like that there are pleasurable aspects, you have to keep revisiting that, because at a certain point, and usually it is when we age, if you either no longer are able to take pleasure in the pleasurable aspects of it, or the unpleasurable parts come to dominate. Like a lot of people, when they get very old, cannot handle the cold.
Yes. 'Cause
circulation is bad or whatever. Then the unpleasurable aspects of winter may outweigh the pleasurable ones, and so it may tip over to the point where when you're very old that at a certain point it's better for you to move to Florida. Yeah. Or Hawaii or whatever.
Yes, yeah, you, well, you, so I was going to say, if you're in the East, you move to Florida, And if you're in the Midwest,
Arizona,
you move to Arizona. And my mom's
moved to Arizona.
My mom's neighborhood is almost entirely made up of people from Minnesota and Wisconsin, and also in other parts of the Midwest, as we defined on a previous episode, and also Canada. But we're not supposed to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can come. We can talk about them once they're here.
Once they're present, and that's why is and they don't stay the whole year because it would be insane to stay in Arizona in the summer. time, but they're there for the winter because it's cold.
But they're fleeing. They're it tips over because the whole thing about Four Seasons being better is that you get the pleasurable thing in it. There's no pleasure to be had because you're spending the whole time freezing your butt off, and that's why you go elsewhere.
Right. I'd miss the thing that I would miss if I moved to Hawaii is I would miss long summer days. I really like long summer days, and of course, the longer your summer days, the shorter your winter days. So that's just how it works. Mm-hmm. So you pay for it. But like when I do visit like Seattle in the summertime, like they have these long summer days, they're so great, and I know they pay for them, and we pay for our long-ish summer days here, but they're great and they're worth it. And if you go to Hawaii, you don't get that because they're too close to the equator. Everything's just kind of smoothed out, and there's something to the contrast. The contrast is good.
Robot or not.